They said, if Allah blessed Arabia with Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Qurashi, the Prophet, he blessed us with Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Tumart. And he was very aggressive. He used to kill whoever go against him. And he spread so many bid'ah in the north of Africa, in adhan, in salat, in masajid, make graves in the masajid. That's why in Morocco, so many of the masajid, it has grave in it. He's the one who started this bid'ah and forced people by force to adopt it. And you can read about him a lot in the history of North Africa. By the way, I noticed also something. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was in the masjid and he heard somebody burping. He burped. Nabi said, "Kuffa anna jusha'ak." He said, "Do not do that in public because this is not a proper manners in public front of people because my people not accept that." So it's from the sunnah that the person, he would not do it. Sometimes people really, they have a stomach problem or gas or they can't control it, especially in a certain disease. But at least if it's happened, he has to control his mouth or to cover his mouth so he wouldn't make it out loud. One of also their famous scholars was Fakhruddin Abu Abdullah ibn al-Khatib al-Razi, 606, he passed 606. He's a philosopher and he was Ash'ari and he has Sufi's tendency. And also he follow al-Jahmiyyah's way in certain ways. He's the one who brought more philosophical ideas to the Asha'ira. And he's the biggest support of taking the logic and the mind to be the main source of information and the main judge. And he also attacked several of the Prophet ﷺ companions and several scholars. And he used to attack them so bad. And this is something from the manners of al-Shi'as and Khawarij and Jahmiyyah who came before him. And he always say, how can we trust Sunnah? How can we trust that this is what the Prophet said? The same subhanAllah doubts that people raising today. How can I trust that this is what the Sahaba said? How can I trust that this is true what they said? Maybe they fabricated it. He mentioned all this. And he denies so much of Allah, most of Allah subhanAllah's names and attributes other than the seven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes, not names, other than the seventh I mentioned. And they believe in the names, but they said the names, the meaning of it, it's there, but you cannot say it as a sifa. And he is merciful as a name, but he doesn't have mercy. So ta'ala Allah an thalik. Anyway, he have marsh his students to go against the scholar of Sunnah. And before he die, he repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this happened to him because he reached to a level that he said about himself that he started doubting Allah Azza wa Jal, a'udhu billah. And he said, فَكَمْ قَدْ رَأَيْنَا مِنْ رِجَالٍ وَدَوْلَةٍ فَبَادُوا جَمِيعًا مُسْرِعِينَ وَزَالُوا وَكَمْ مِنْ جِبَالٍ قَدْ عَلَتْ شُرُفَاتِهَا رِجَالٌ فَنَزَلُوا فَزَالُوا وَالْجِبَالُ جِبَالُ وَلَمْ نَسْتَفِدْ مِنْ بَحْثِنَا طُولِ عُمْرِنَا سِوَى أَنْ جَمَعْنَا فِيهِ قِيلَ وَقَالُوا وَأَرْوَاحُنَا فِي وَحْشَةٍ مِنْ جُسُومِنَا وَحَاصِلُ دُنْيَانَا أَذًى وَوَبَالُ إِلَى آخِرِ. He said, I have learned the philosopher's ways and I couldn't see it sufficient for anyone, and it will not lead the person to any faith. The closest way to Allah, it is Al-Quran. You read Ar-Rahman wa ala al-Arsh istawa. Ilayhi yas'adu al-kalim al-tayyib. He proved that Allah is above the throne and he is above the heavens. You see, laysa kamithlihi shay. La yuhituna bihi ilma. Nothing similar to him. Then he said, whoever try what I have tried, he will come to the same conclusion. He made it very easy in the end. But subhanAllah, today they did not take this from him. They took his way of going in sunnah and they did not learn from his mistakes. Shahristani also was another person. He has a book in the sects. Shahristani was also a very famous, and he was يعني, a philosopher. And the problem also, he has a lot of Shi'is tendency in his belief. This Shahristani, he said in the end of his life, لَعَمْرِي لَقَدْ طِفْتُ الْمَعَاهِدَ كُلَّهَا. I have seen all school of thoughts. وَسَيَّرْتُ طَرْفِي بَيْنَ تِلْكَ الْمَعَالِمِ. I saw different type of people. فَلَمْ أَرَ إِلَّا وَاضِعًا كَفَّ حَائِرٍ عَلَى ذِقْنٍ أَوْ قَارِعًا سِنَّ نَادِمِ. The only thing I saw, people are putting their chin on their palm or they biting their fingers. يعني they are confused. This is what the philosophers ends up with. الجويني, أبو المعالي الجويني, also before he died, he said, my friend, don't study this knowledge or the knowledge of the falsafa, the philosopher's ideologies. It will only lead you to confusion. Study Al-Quran and Sunnah. And he said, if Allah will not put his mercy on me, I will be in a great or a big problem, in a big trouble. I die. And my belief similar to my mom's belief. His mom was ignorant woman. She's just an woman, never studied. So after all this knowledge and studying, he want to be like any normal person? This is not something good, by the way, to die and your belief is like any normal, one average person. If you die and you have knowledge, the scholars go higher ranks in Jannah. Person who doesn't have knowledge, he doesn't go that high ranks in Jannah. So, again, because his knowledge is not solid, is not based on Quran and Sunnah, it was not beneficial, actually it's harmful. Adud al-Din al-Iji, 756, he passed away. He is also another scholars among the Asha'ira. He supported the philosophers so much. He brought so much Sufism to the Asha'ira. His books today is the most famous book which represent al-Asha'ira today. And has a big book called Al-Mawaqif fi Ilm al-Kalam. And his book Al-Aqa'id Al-Adudiyyah.